Songezo Mapece on The Viewpoint.
Young professionals have the most to lose with work from home. The question is, can young people thrive in a work from home environment? It is said that the absence of face-to-face social networks and picking up cues from body language in terms of what works or does not work from veterans could lead to a young, or rather could lead to the young to drift in and out of jobs. We engage a recent Ipsos survey which shows that youth are less productive at home and risk stunted career development. Stella Fleetwood, service line lead at Ipsos, is on the line to have a conversation with us about exactly this challenge. I've seen a couple of polls, even on my own LinkedIn pages, where a question is asked, work from home, work from the office, more from home than the office, or more from the office than home. It has always tended to lean to work from home. It could also just be a function as to exactly who is in my social network. So let's engage something a little more scientific than my own social feed. Stella Fleetwood, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, and thank you for the opportunity to chat to you about this very relevant topic.
It is relevant, certainly, and I feel as though in many respects that a year and a bit, or a year and a half, nearly two, into COVID and work from home, it certainly has just changed the world in many respects. But even in that change, certain things cannot change or should not change. As they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. What can you say then in relation to this very relevant topic now? Because businesses have made life-changing decisions for many. I mean, PwC has simply said, in the United States anyway, their employees never have to return to work. I understand that Deloitte is having similar conversations. These are at least your management consultants. What trends are we seeing before we get into the discussion of what Ipsos has done?
I think it's very important what you're saying. It's the sector in which the company operates is very sort of specific. So it's very important to listen to what your employees have to say at the moment, because it might be different, sort of in terms of age, in terms of gender, in terms of race, in terms of level of employment. So at this stage, there is not a right or wrong answer, but it's really dependent on your company and on your type of organization.
Let's talk about the survey now in specific terms. What were the questions and what was the basis of the survey? What were you trying to establish on the tail end when you were planning the survey itself there at Ipsos?
So we conducted an online survey with working employees, and the aim was really to establish how they're feeling. I mean, so many months of either flexible work hours, flexibility in terms of coming to the office or not. What is the preferred method going forward for companies? So we did see that, interestingly enough, even the respondents were not convinced that either working from home or just working from the office is a good idea. What we did see that came out was that people want flexibility and they want choice. And throughout the survey, we saw that the majority of people would just prefer flexibility, whether that is working a couple of days from the office, spending the rest of the day working from home, but flexibility is key.
Now, insofar as it relates to that, where are the obvious challenges in not having employees in the office? I mean, think from a business perspective, what is the business losing out by not having its employees in the same place at the same time to be engaging the same matter or issue in the short turnaround time that being in physical proximity of each other warrants?
I think the greatest effort comes from managers in terms of managers find it more difficult to manage their teams remotely. Training becomes a bit more of an effort. And just keeping the team motivated is more challenging for managers. So I think the role of the manager has changed within this whole new work from home situation, because all of a sudden there's more expectations on managers. We find that managers tend to spend more time in meetings. We find that it's more difficult for them to motivate the teams. So there's definitely role changes and expectational changes within the setting. We do see that, for example, people that's just entering the job market, so we're talking about your 18 to 29-year-olds, they find it especially challenging. And the main reason for that is that they don't have the routine yet. They're not that familiar with what is expected of them in the workplace. A lot of them just left school, so they're still used to the schooling system where they get a lot of guidance. And all of a sudden, lockdown happens and everybody has to work from home. So it's especially the 18 to 29-year-olds that find working from home much more challenging than respondents that were 30 to 55 years old.
Okay, we're going to follow up on this after the ad break, and I would really like calls from those who have an opinion. Yay or nay, work from home, Johannesburg, 714-2006.
Songezo Mabete on SAFM.
Yay or nay, to work from home, to work from the office, a mixture of the two, which one would you prefer? If you are listening, please give us a call, Johannesburg 714-2006. If you are a manager, how are you finding it, managing people you can't even see? If you are a new employee altogether in that organization and you are engaging with people you've never seen before, because not too many people are even taking kindly to having their videos on MS Teams or Zoom or the kind, please let us know what your experiences are, and especially the views of young people, because it does suggest here from the Ipsos survey that young professionals have the most to lose in this work from home situation, and precisely what those challenges are. We would love your first-hand experiences thereof. Can we talk more now about the survey, and specifically why you say professionals, young professionals in particular, stand to lose more with the work from home? You did start early on, or in your last contribution just before the news break, suggesting that especially those who are not quite used to the environment that the workplace is, coming from your more structured environments of school and tertiary education, those have particular patterns and styles and structures which are very different to the real place of work. What are those losses that they are currently incurring?
So it's quite interesting that more than half of the 18 to 29-year-old category indicated that they find it more challenging to keep their routine. They also face more distractions. So 60% indicated that there's things going on around them and they're just struggling to, sort of cope with the constant interruptions. The interesting thing is that it also takes 43% of these young people longer to complete complex tasks. And that's often associated with lack of guidance and a lack of know-how. So we also see that a third of these respondents indicated that they cannot keep their focus. They're too distracted. They take more frequent breaks. And for that matter, they indicated that they do have a better work-life balance. But in the rest, we do see that there's more conflict with managers, that they do not tend to deliver on time. So there's definitely this push and pull factor, but at the moment it does seem that the younger generation is definitely taking strain. And that could also be due to infrastructure. What we found was a lot of the younger folk did not have access to alternative sources of energy or power. So especially now with the blackouts and load shedding, we do find that, once the power goes out, they don't have access to the internet. They do not have, laptops that can run on battery. So there's definitely physical challenges as well in terms of being situated in a house. One of our respondents explained a situation where she would be on a telephone call and her grandfather would keep on asking her to go and make tea. So, there's a lot of challenges that these young people are facing at the moment.
Let's talk about the knowledge transfer. I mean, I get that when you're at home, the parents and the grandparents are not really going to see you as being at work whilst you're in their presence, for the most part, in their home. But the skills transfer and the knowledge transfer is probably then why, precisely when you say they stand to lose the most, this then has to become a concern, not just for the company, but also for the generation of young people who are entering the world of work, particularly those who are under 5 years with work experience, because what they lose out on is the experience of a Stella Fleetwood who's been around, who knows the workplace, who knows the shortcuts, who knows where the bottlenecks are and when they will take place, and has developed a way and a system to engage these challenges of purely being in the workplace. But if you're in your home and I'm in my home, and of course I can see you are online and I'm online, it's just not the same than when we are both separated by a wall in the office, where we can meet continuously in the office environment, in the kitchen. We can even grab lunch together just to talk about nothing. But the fact that we are exchanging physical energies allows for skills and knowledge transfer to take place in a way that currently it can't happen. That must be serious concern for most organizations, if not all organizations.
Absolutely, and it's especially those quick questions you know, sort of junior employees really struggle to ask at the moment, and it also tends to sort of lead to delay. So, for example, if a younger workforce member is not aware of or don't have the know-how of how to do something, but the manager does not have time to engage with that person at that specific moment, it could lead to additional delays in delivering work. So it's really important how we engage with the younger workforce at the moment. And it's also soft skills. You know, we take it lightly that we've been engaging in sort of the area that we work in, that we know who to go to, who to ask for what. How to properly and in business terms engage with other employees. But this is a skill, and it's a crucial skill that the 18 to 29 year old group needs to learn, need to experience. So it definitely do put them you know, on the back foot within the business environment.
Is there room to suggest that the work from home phenomena is here to stay? Not necessarily in the 100% at home and zero at work, as for the most part it is now, but could we see an environment of work that actually has as a built-in condition of working to be at home, or just as a natural consequence of the fact that we are now here, it has worked to the extent that it has worked, and there's no reason to change it?
I think it's going to be very much specific to the industry or the sector type that you function in, as well as the company. We do find that, you know, within the same sector, some companies tend to be much more flexible in terms of the return to work policy compared to other companies. I mean, we've got the likes of Google, the likes of Amazon, and how sort of there's a tug of war between the execs on the higher level in terms of how they engage and how they see the future for their employees. And again, I think that's an important discussion to have with your employees. It's not just a discussion or a decision that can be made on an executive type of level. I think it's important to see what resources are available to employees when they work from home, whether they do have the necessary infrastructure. For example, one of my colleagues in finance would often comment about, it's just so much easier to be in the office. You can print, sign, and get it off your desk. While with an online system, you know, there's a couple of emails involved, there's a bit of struggle with electronic signatures, and, mm-hmm. and then off we go. So, you know, I think we cannot expect employees to be based at home full-time without equipping them with the necessary skills, and whether that's computer skills, infrastructure. So it's definitely not a decision that companies and organizations can make lightly without consultation with the employees.
Fascinating conversation taking place here. I'm with Ms. Stella Fleetwood, service line lead at Ipsos. They've just run a survey that suggests that young people have, and young professionals particularly, have the most to lose in the work from home convention. Jane from Cape Town, and I'm coming to you now, Tobeka, as well as Scully in KZN. Jane from Cape Town says something that I couldn't agree more with. Open quote, good evening. Apart from loss of skills and knowledge transfer, working from home eliminates cross-cultural interaction, which is much needed in our country. Jane in Cape Town, thank you so much for that point. Return to it in a moment, please, Stella. I'm taking calls now from Tobega in Durban and Scully in Durban. Yay or nay, work from home, what's your experience? What are your thoughts? Please give us a call. Johannesburg 714-2006. I'll take, after these two calls, at least another two. 21:22 is the time. Tobega, good evening.
Good evening, Songezo, and good evening to your guest.
Your thoughts, yeah. Please.
So for me, it's a nay, because I'm just 1 month into the working environment. And obviously, I have my already existing challenges of blindness. And now, if I'm not in the office, because I've found cause the space that I work in, I do marketing in the Blind Society, and what I've seen is, like, obviously, I work from home, or I'm not in the, or can't be able to have a face-to-face meeting. It's very challenging, because sometimes when you contact a company, or because I'm looking for funds or like funding or sponsorships, it's very hard, because the person on the other hand doesn't understand that I truly represent, like, the sector that I'm working for. So now I find myself having to develop I make sure that I make the text-to-speech software in my laptop very loud. And I have to notify the person on the other side that, listen, please don't mind the noise when I type as you speak. I'm blind. So then I have to, like, expose myself in that manner so at least captivate the person that I'm with. Whereas if we were working, like, in normal times, it would be easier for a person like myself to relate to the person I'm communicating with. Yeah. So it's very tough for a person like myself. And it's only just been a month. There are things that I do need to learn in the office. And when I'm doing it solo, you only communicate with people on emails. And it's not, it's
no way to live,
in a way.
Yeah, there's no way to live. We are not meant to be communicating on emails. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Tobega in Durban, and perhaps laid within that is the fact that there are nuanced challenges for people living with certain disabilities. I don't want to use the word handicap, but disabilities or challenges perhaps is a more positive way of putting it. You want to return to that in a moment as well. Please, Stella, do address that. Scully in Durban.
Good day. Good evening to you, Sengezo. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just an ordinary pensioner, not even retired from, you know, anything. And my take is, I think it's not interesting and not enjoyable working from home. At work, at your workplace, you're okay. And people that are working in townships and so on from home, imagine the noise, the traffic alone, neighbors making noise, children playing, so much of distraction. It depends on what you are doing and where you are situated. But my whole take is no, work from home is no, should be at work. Thank you, bye, good topic.
Thank you so much, bye, Scully in KZN. 21:25, a couple of voice notes. Yay or nay, work from home, what are your thoughts on that? What has been your experience? Young people, I'm sure you're listening and I'm sure you have a view. Let's have it. Johannesburg, 714-2006. Voice notes, please.
Good evening, Songezo. Your supportive team in studio. What a good show always. It's Uncle JJ, the truck driver. Yeah, this environment of working without the management closer to the employees, it's affecting us a lot. Our salaries now, we are being robbed, because the person tell you that, no, I'm working from home, I'll come to the office. When? I don't know. You see, so it's a big problem. I thank you.
Good evening, Songezo. Good evening, listeners. Working from home will be damaging in the industry in the long run. You're facing the issue of team building, but it can't be done when people are at home. You also will have problems pretty soon with rentals. People are going to terminate the rental of the offices, and that industry is going to suffer. So it goes back to unemployment, sitting more on the list. So there's a very complicated thing. I personally think we need to return to the offices and make the whole system working. Thank you. Maria April Springbok.
Thank you so much. There certainly is then room for the traditions of going to the office, even getting up, getting dressed, moving with the traffic, consuming the hustle and bustle, really puts you in a different frame of mind than simply waking up, putting on whatever, opening your laptop in bed with your sort of morning breath and getting on a Teams meeting. I mean, the mindsets are completely different, wouldn't you say? And I think many of the things that our listeners have contributed to ultimately speak to, there's still room and space for the office environment. Stella, your thoughts?
I absolutely agree. And I think Rebecca made such a beautiful point about cultural interactions. Because at home, I only get to interact with my dogs and I understand their culture very well. You know, so it's, to me, it's lovely to see people outside of the home environment, you know, to have that social interaction. I mean, for you, how was your personal experience?
I hate it.
Returning to the office.
Well, I'm still at home. And I wouldn't call radio an office because there's no other way really to engage the work that I do here on radio. I have to do it here because it just went belly up when I was at home. The sound quality was poor. You can't meet with your production team. It's just not going to be radio for what we understand and want radio to be. And also, I didn't ever imagine my home would be an office. I just can't enjoy it the way that I typically would want to. If I'm frustrated because of work, best believe I'm frustrated in my home and whoever I'm sharing my home with will feel it. And it shouldn't be like that. So I'm old school, if you call me that. I prefer the office environment, absolutely.
If you look at the better work-life balance finding, we do see that it's quite interesting that, you know, people between 45 to 55-year-old, they indicate that they do have a better work-life balance, but it comes with a but. And that but is that they are struggling to cut off from work because work just seems continuous.
Absolutely.
And again, I'm going to refer to the fact that not all of us have the necessary space where you can just quickly go to, from your study, work there, and then, you know, sort of have the luxury of going to a living room. A lot of us are working at the dining room table, and in a couple of minutes' time, we have to serve, you know, lunch or dinner there. So there's definitely, you know, sort of pros and cons for, you know, sort of for both scenarios. I think, you know, sort of sitting in traffic, the amount of time that people are, you know, indicating that they save by not having to go into the whole traffic situation, you know, to get to the office. But then, as you rightfully said, that whole tradition of getting up, getting dressed, and again, that's, we see that tradition lies with the older population, the 45 to the 50-year-olds, where they still get up, they still get dressed like it would be a normal work day, while the youth, they're really struggling with that concept because why should I get dressed if nobody's going to see me? You know, sort of how do I distinguish between my professional self and my personal or individual self?
Yeah, heavy days, heavy days. We certainly do hope that the environment for the better just changes. I think there are just too many losses that are occasioned by us not meeting, the cross-pollination of ideas, of culture, of skills and knowledge. I think South Africa, for all the challenges that it has, this is one challenge it certainly can overcome. We do need to go back. We have one more voice note.
Good evening, Songezo. It's Sakile from Durban. But the song is, it's good to work from home. You know why I'm saying this is because you get to be flexible. You know, sometimes you need to go to the clinic. You need to go check up on your health. If you're working from home, you can go with your gadgets. You are flexible. Technology is allowing us to be able to do all these things now. So people need to embrace technology. People who don't like to work from home are those ones who are having it hard to use technology. So I like working from home. I actually encourage everyone to work from home. You can even go to the car wash and get to do things, you know, even doing shopping. You can go do shopping as long as you can submit your assignments. That's what matters to me as well. Thank you.
Fantastic, and I certainly don't take away from what he says. Final comments from you, Stella?
I think, again, flexibility is going to be key for the new work future. And that, again, employers should really listen to the voice of their employees in order to strike a balance between what is expected and what is needed within the company context versus what is going to work best for employees as well.
Stella Fleetwood, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
2131, that was Stella Fleetwood, service line lead at Ipsos. Young professionals have most to lose in the conventions of working from home. Health on Monday follows after this.